All right. Little Brad Paisley with Online on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our text line here is 850-437-1620. And this half hour, we have as a special guest, Tasca King, who's going to talk a little bit with us this Monday about ADX Digital. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
It's great to see you.
It's great to be here.
It's all good. It's Monday. We've got a short week ahead of us.
We do, after a very crazy couple of weeks.
Yes. Yes, it has been, for sure.
It has been, but it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving week.
A lot to be grateful for.
So much to be grateful for.
So tell us a little bit about ADX Digital. For someone that maybe just tuning in, has no idea what that stands for.
Okay. Well, ADX Digital is our digital advertising platform that we have here, in addition to the radio stations that we have. We can offer our clients a way to reach their prospects digitally. And for those of you that were listening last week, we talked about the targeting strategies. Starting out with geography, we're only going to show ads to people in specific geographical areas that you want, whether that's something as small as a neighborhood, a zip code. It could be the entire city. It could be the entire county. It could be the entire state, just depending on what your goals are and who you want to reach. So, well, just for a quick review on those targeting strategies, after we get your geographic area figured out, the next thing we're going to do is layer in your targeting strategies. And those include behaviors. That's when people, based on their behavior online, what are they looking at? What are they reading about? What are they shopping for? We're gonna pay attention to all those little bits of information and determine whether or not someone is a prospect for you based on what they've been doing online.
That's so smart.
I know.
And it's really quite extraordinary when you think about it.
It is.
The old-fashioned way was knocking on doors, going door to door to get to know somebody or references. But this is much more specific and obviously would save a person a lot of time because you're basically doing that research for them.
Exactly. We also can use keyword targeting. That's based on what someone is searching for online. Again, that is not pay-per-click. If you know about pay-per-click, it's totally different. Keyword is just if they've searched something that's got a word in it and that word is relevant to what you sell, what your services are, we will read through that and find figure out whether that person that's searching for that with that word is a prospect. The other thing we do is retargeting. That's when someone goes to your website, but they don't do anything, and then we want to continue to advertise to them because hopefully they will come back and do something.
Right.
Lately, I have been retargeted quite a bit.
Huh.
When I have been reading about something or looking about, studying about something online, you know, different products or whatever, and don't do anything, and then next thing you know, I'm getting ads.
That happens to me all the time now. And it's with phones, sometimes it's even with conversations that you have.
You're right.
And that's interesting.
It
but
sure is.
From the other side of it, what a great marketing tool.
I know.
What a great marketing
tool.
And
then the other targeting strategy that we use regularly is artificial intelligence. And that's using machine learning to reach people across all devices and target customers who are engaging with the ad or lookalike people who are engaging with the ad. So it's catching people that we might have missed. Maybe they haven't exactly shown the exact behavior or they haven't researched or searched the exact keyword, but we have a reason to believe that they might be a prospect anyway. So we don't want to leave them out in the cold.
Yeah, don't miss out.
Them too.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And quite honestly, I do one thing we do regularly is we do reports. We have monthly reports for all of our clients. And one thing that I've noticed, the longer a campaign runs, that AI is you don't want to be without the AI because that ends up getting you the most traction.
Interesting.
Over the course of several months. It's not, if you've got a 1 month campaign, if you're doing an event, it's not going to be the best thing for you. But if you're doing a 3, 6, 9 month campaign, annual campaign, you want AI out there, because it will find people for you. And we see these people engaging back with your ad, going to your site, going to your Facebook page, whatever, depending on what product. So it's I know people think it's scary.
Well, it's intimidating because it's so new. I mean, it was just last year, really, that it was about this time last year that ChatGPT came out and was the very first. I remember signing up right away. It was one of the very early on. And now, within a year, you've already found a way to make that be useful for you. And so there's so many uses, positive uses of AI. And this is a great example of that.
You're right. You're right. A couple other strategies that we use, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about those, but geofencing. That is when we draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather. So that place could be a neighborhood. It could be downtown Pensacola. It could be a business that's your competitor. It could be, like I said, just an area. There are a few places we're not allowed to geofence, but we can get around that sometimes by just saying, it can be up to a 5-mile radius that you can do a geofence. So there's a lot of ways to work around. We can get those areas where people gather that are going to work best for you and your business.
That's really remarkable to me. All of this is so interesting. So we're going to come back in just a minute or so here. We're going to take a quick commercial break and talk a little bit more with Tasca about ADX Digital and all that they have to offer you, and especially if you have a business, the many, many ways they can help you increase your business and your customer base. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Tasca, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Whether you're planning ahead or in need of immediate assistance, end-of-life planning can present one of life's greatest challenges. What needs to be done, how to do it, or even where to start, you'll want a caring expert to help. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. as West Florida Cremations answers your questions. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! Here's a Santa!
Tomorrow at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And the number here, if you'd like to text in a question for Tasca about ADX Digital, 850-437-1620. So we've been talking about a lot of the different strategies, but let's get even more specific about what you offer.
Let's talk about the products.
There you go. That's a great idea.
That we then use the strategies to implement a campaign with.
Okay.
Our number one product is called social mirroring. And the way that works is we're going to take your social post and we're going to copy it, mirror it, in other words, and turn it into an ad. And then we will serve that outside of that social platform. So it will be served on websites and apps, all over the internet. So the way it's going to work is you're going to give us a post, the URL of that post. We're going to copy it, and then we're going to serve it. We're going to set up the campaign based on the strategies that we just talked about, so that the majority of the people that get served that ad are going to be a prospect for you. We have every reason to believe they're going to be a prospect for you. But it's really cool because it's kind of the subliminal thing. Mm-hmm. When they see the ad, for a split second, they think they're on that social platform. So it works a couple different ways. You can, when you click on the ad, if you click on the one part of the ad, it will take the consumer to your website. If they click on the social icon, it takes them to your social page. And then you also have the opportunity to click on the reaction button. So, say for Facebook, it's comment, like, or share.
Right.
And if you make a comment, the really cool thing is that comment populates over on your social site.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't just comment out in the wild and stay out in the wild.
Right.
It all kind of is connected. It's very interactive.
Wow, that sounds great.
And when we started selling that product about 4 years ago, we had been doing this for about a year when we got that product, and it quickly became our top-selling product because it is the most beneficial. We see the best results from it.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you just for a second because we do have a question that just came in. It says, I do actually have a question for Tasca today. Say somebody doesn't even have a small business, but they do have something like maybe they give guitar lessons or something like that. Would ADX Digital have something small enough just for someone just to advertise locally?
Well,
that's a good question.
First of all, unless you are advertising an event, and by an event, I mean some kind of a concert,
community event, nonprofit.
Right. You do have a 3-month minimum.
Oh, okay.
With our campaigns, I'll have a 3-month minimum. And there is a minimum number of impressions that need to be served in each month of a 3-month campaign. So, and you know, I don't know what small to one person and small to another person can mean two different things.
Right.
So the best thing to do is to give us a call here and let us come out and meet with you and show you what's available. And then you can determine whether or not it's something that is in your wheelhouse.
That makes sense because every business is so different. And one person's definition of small, which might be 2 employees versus someone that thinks small is 100. I mean, it just depends on the various sizes. So if you want to come in and talk with Tasca or one of the sales team here, what's the number they should call?
850-262-6000. And just ask for the sales department or ask for Jeff Wayne. He's our sales manager. And then we'll get one of our digital experts to come out and meet with you.
Because they can sit down with you and figure out what strategy and what product would be best for your business, no matter what
the size.
So some of the, so you were just talking about the mirroring.
Right. Again, we just seem to get the best results from that one. Now, let's talk about a couple others. One in particular that is probably another one of the most popular, but the most simple is targeted display ads. Now, those ads look like they're the old school banner ads.
I've seen those.
Right.
Yes.
Now, so here's the difference. Once upon a time when banner ads were new, you would have to go to each individual website and buy that banner ad.
Ooh.
And you might pay anywhere from $100 to $250, $300 a month to have one ad on one website. Now, that's a thing of the past for the most part. Now what we do is we will put that ad on whatever website your prospect is looking at. So it doesn't matter what website it's on. It just matters that we're reaching your people. And we're going for those eyes, not for specific websites.
Wow.
And
that's new. Is that a new strategy? Or that's something?
That's been a while. This was actually probably one of the first products that we had.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That seems very effective.
It is. It is. And it gets, like I said, the biggest thing about all of this is the targeting.
Right.
It's targeting the people who we have reason to believe are your prospect.
You can't lose doing that.
Right, right.
So really it's just a matter of kind of figuring out what fits for your company, the target that you're looking for, and then what you can afford.
Exactly. And again, those ads, the targeted display ads, are your basic static ads. We will come up with several different sizes, versions of that ad, but they're all going to have the same message. And the reason we do different sizes is because there are different ad sizes available on different websites and phones. So you want to be able to utilize as much of the inventory as you can.
Right. That makes sense.
Another thing I want to bring up, I always say, don't worry about what website it's on. That doesn't really matter. What matters is if we're reaching your prospect. Now, keep in mind, too, with all of our campaigns, we use a really secure program called Double Verify. And Double Verify allows that first, it's two layers of security that we do not show ads to bots and we do not show ads to any websites on the dark web. So we make sure that everything is legit. Of course, it's all legit, but we're getting the best prospects for you. We're not using any of the subpar inventory, and there's some of that out there. But we have ways to eliminate that by using our security program, Double Verify.
And I imagine that's very, very, very important these days to protect your product.
We have other products that just utilize phones. Mobile Conquesting is our product that every ad is shown on a mobile phone. And that's really cool for people who are out and about in the younger generation that don't, maybe they don't even have a website. A laptop.
Right.
Or a desktop or tablet. And that's the only way you can reach them. So, and we have lots of other products. Of course, we've talked about video. I'll talk more about that maybe in the next week or so. The video is always great.
We've got a couple more minutes coming up just after the break. If you have a question for Tasca with ADX Digital and would like to text it in, it's at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had some really good conversations about transgenderism in this culture and the bathroom debate on Capitol Hill, women serving in every role in the military and the Pete Hegseth nomination, and the significance of Russia's decision to use a new type of missile on the battle space in Ukraine. Matt Gaetz's comments on a podcast about what he wants to do in the future and why his nomination didn't work out. And congressional candidate for CD1, Jeff Witt. You can find all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert is Tasca King with ADX Digital. And Tasca, we do have a question.
Okay.
This is a good one. How can you help a church reach new visitors on Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. And we have done work for several churches. So basically, we'll sit down with you just like with any business, any other business, and we're going to talk about who are your prospects. And then we're going to build a campaign based around who you want to meet and or who you want to reach with your geography and with the targeting strategies. And then we'll start serving those ads for you, and hopefully You'll see some new faces on Sunday morning.
So if someone that has a church, obviously they're interested, hearing you talk this morning, then again, they would want to contact that same number.
Yep.
850-262-6000.
Correct.
And that we either ask for Jeff Wayne or let them know that you're interested in finding out about what product might or strategy might work for you.
Yep. We have used, one of the churches that I've worked with has used the Social Mirror program.
Mm-hmm.
And another one has used the targeted display, the two main ones we talked about today.
That sounds good.
So, you know, we've just got to make sure your creative is right. And that's what we're here for.
And we got some creative folks in this building.
We
no
do.
No doubt about that.
We do.
No
we're
doubt
gonna,
about that.
We're going to make sure your creative is what it needs to be before we start serving those ads. But yeah, we've worked with several churches and they've had success with it.
That sounds great. So do you have, we've got about a minute or so left. Anything you want to touch on this morning maybe that we didn't get to?
You know, like I said, we've got so many different products now. One thing that's exciting that if you're thinking about OTT, and OTT has changed so much, and by OTT, that's over the top, and that is your video ads that run on streaming. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Most of them, I mean, if you do an OTT campaign, all of them are going to run on connected devices, which mainly is a TV that gets their programming from the internet. But one thing I'm really excited about is that we also have Amazon OTT, and we now have Amazon Prime.
Wow.
And we're really excited about that because we've not had access to any of the big, big streamers. We've had some of the mid-level streamers that have been part of our regular OTT. But the big subscription streamers, we've not really had access to yet. But we do now with Amazon OTT and Amazon Prime.
What a great
asset.
So
let's talk about that.
Yes, what a great asset that is. Tasca, we are out of time already. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We've been talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. The number to call, 850-262-6000 if you want to find out how they can help your business. Thanks for being with me this morning on Pep Talk. We'll be back again bright and early at 9 o'clock tomorrow right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.